and welcome back to Wills No Trust, a podcast about families, lies, and deceit, brought to you by TMD Productions. This is episode 4, entitled, With Rings on Her Fingers and Bells on Her Toes. This episode will start with a brief recap, and then we'll delve directly into the death of Dorothy Fitzgerald and its sordid aftermath. But first, we'll start off with a quote. We know that no one ever seizes power with the intentions of relinquishing it. That was George Orwell. This week, we offer a special feature. It's a short explanation as to how you can defraud your relatives, just in case you wanted to know. It comes in 3 easy steps. Step 1, steal. Step 2, lie about it. And step 3, if anyone ever questions you, just scream at them. Now, we don't recommend actually doing this, but trust us, it actually works. And now on to the brief recap. So far, we've seen the death of the first of the 2 family elders. We saw the death of great uncle Arthur in 2014, and we saw how his will was ignored and his estate was plundered. Next, we saw the death of the father, James, and how his lifetime savings simply disappeared. But how was this discovered? Because this was clearly a secret. Well, to figure that out, we'll have to go on and take a good look at the probate of Dorothy's estate. And that brings us on to the heart of our podcast, the death of Dorothy Fitzgerald and the birth of a lie. The final years of Dorothy Fitzgerald, the last of the elders, was spent in an independent living facility in the outskirts of Bar Harbor. There, she led a good and a very quiet life. This came to an end when, in 2021, her heart simply gave out and she died. And then, within moments of her death, things went awry, really awry. In the blink of an eye, rings that were on her fingers, literally on her fingers when she died, disappeared. And then, decisions, regardless of her final wishes, were made by faith. And, as her executor, power over her estate was seized. Faith took complete control over all information and all assets. And that's when Faith, with her 2 cohorts, Hope and Charity, circled the wagons and refused to share any information, even information about any possible funeral or memorial services. That's information the sisters still don't have. And they refused to provide any information about assets. And they simply cut Willa and Jacqueline out of the conversation and essentially kicked them out of the family. The first inkling that Willa and Jacqueline had relative to something being just off with this story was when they asked a few simple questions about the whereabouts of their mother's jewelry. When they asked those questions, which were really benign, they received a sharp rebuke, and then they were met with silence. And then there was a complete denial of any knowledge of the whereabouts of any jewelry. Then, about 2 months after Dorothy's death, at a family gathering, Jacqueline was offered a check in the amount of $12,000. When she asked what it represented, whether it was her share of the estate or down payment against it, essentially just asked what it was, Hope lashed out at her and told her it was none of her business. And she actually screamed, "Don't you want money?" Well, Jacqueline left without the check, telling her sisters that she would prefer to wait until the estate was settled before she took her share. and they haven't spoken since. They actually haven't spoken in 18 months because Jacqueline had the audacity to ask what a check without any explanation accompanying it was for. Following this exchange, when several text and email messages about the estate were ignored, both Willa and Jacqueline became very suspicious. In speaking with friends and colleagues about this, they learned that apparently this is not an unusual situation. What they were told was that when people go silent, it may already be too late. Because, people told them, this is when assets disappear. So they did the only thing they could. They hired an attorney. Despite several requests for a full accounting of the estate by their attorney, they were repeatedly given half responses, responses with missing bank and asset information. And they denied some assets altogether, such as James stock. They're still being stonewalled on this issue to this very day. Yes, this is when all pretense of family, of credibility, and basic decency disappeared, along with the assets. And this is when, out of sheer frustration, Willa and Jacqueline began to dig into records to see what had been going on with this family. First, just looking for a place to start, they reviewed the online probate records of Great Uncle Arthur, discovering the unsavory story and how family members had literally committed forgery and diverted assets from various charities back to themselves. This was, to say the least, shocking and very disturbing. Now, seeing what had been done with Arthur's estate and being completely shut out of all information concerning their mother's estate, they began to look at what happened to James' life savings, which you may recall was in the form of company stock that he had saved over 40 years. And if Dorothy didn't get it, and it clearly appears that she didn't, question remains, what happened to it? You may recall in our last episode, we don't know. When, through their attorney, they asked what happened to it, they were told the stock probably never existed or had been sold by James years before. How anyone would know that is another story altogether. However, when references to unsold, still existing stocks were discovered online by Jacqueline, the story began to change slightly. Having first denied the existence of the stock, but now being faced with clear evidence of its existence, they began to say, "Oh, there may be a few stocks, but we'll look into that." Well, everyone's still waiting. You know, if the three sisters had just been open and honest about Dorothy's estate, Willa and Jacqueline never would have looked into Uncle Arthur's estate, and they wouldn't have asked any questions about James stock. But they just couldn't do it. They lied, they provided inaccurate information, inaccurate accounting of assets. They more or less forced Willa and Jacqueline to either get walked on or to stand up for themselves and fight back. Well, they've chosen to fight back. And so here we are, with the two sisters, Willa and Jacqueline, and their attorney, seeking answers and information that should have been provided over a year ago. Where this long journey for truth will lead, or how it will end, has yet to be determined. But we'll keep providing updates as we travel to its conclusion. Until next time, I'd like to leave you with a final quote. It's by Krishnamurti. "It's no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." We're looking at two sisters who would give up all their questions about all these estates for the love and warmth of their siblings, their family. But that's just not going to happen. Instead, our admonishment to them and to you is to hold on to the people who truly love and support you. Hold on to your family and your friends. And perhaps have some compassion for those who don't. But don't confuse compassion with a need to conform to their sick view of the world or your role in it. Well, we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to reaching out to you again in Wills No Trust, Episode 5. Until then, have a great week.